Heidi ho, guys. It's the David Martinez podcast here coming at you in March. So basically, this podcast is going to be a... Oh, hang on. Someone's at the door. Boys and girls, it's Jeremy Gordon.
Dave?
Jeremy.
Dave, what are you doing? I see a bunch of mics set up. What's going on?
I'm podcasting. I mean, I left a spare...
That's tonight?
That is tonight.
You do your podcast tonight?
Not every tonight, but this tonight, yes.
Oh, I feel sheepish. I just interrupted. I was in the neighborhood. Thought I'd say hi. Yeah.
Yeah, well, so say your highs.
Hi, how's it going?
Not too bad. Why don't you go ahead and put on some headphones?
Just put on this second pair of headphones you have lying right here?
I always leave a spare set, just in case.
Okay, yeah, I'll put these on. Is this just like this?
Wait, no, you got to back.
Check one,
no,
two.
No, over the ears.
Check one, two.
The ears.
Oh, these go over the ears?
Yes.
I can hear. Okay, I can hear
exactly.
That. I can hear that.
Hear your voice. Hear your voice.
Check. Check.
Uh-huh. Check. Perfect.
Do, re, mi, fa,
no,
sol.
That's it.
Do,
re. We're good. Awesome.
Oh, okay. What do we do from here?
Well, Jeremy, typically on my podcast, I'll look over the topics that I've chosen for the week, and we'll just talk about them. So here's an extra copy. And
okay.
Let's just go ahead and just banter. Just do a little bit of back and forth, verbal racketball, as it were.
Transgender comedians. Okay. That's gonna be a hard one,
week,
but
next week.
Oh, that's next. Oh, this one. Three. Okay. Gotcha.
Spoiler alert.
March. Gotcha.
Spoiler alert.
Look forward to April.
Well, okay. Okay. So, Jeremy Gordon, everybody, good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd have him here on this evening's
welcome,
podcast.
Yeah. Baltimore. You're...
Have you? Do you have any association whatsoever with the city of Baltimore?
Absolutely.
Do you even like the Orioles?
No,
have you even seen the Orioles play the Dodgers or anything?
No,
like
I don't know anything
could
about
could you tell
that.
Me any
I
kind of fun
Cal
fact?
Cal Ripken Jr., I think, was from the Orioles, that's about
do the
it.
Orioles have a sandwich or a hot dog that's special?
Yeah, actually, probably one of the best sandwiches in all of the baseball kingdom, and it's a hot pastrami with peanut butter. So that's a fact.
Is that an Oriole?
The tradition. It started in the 1890s
with the Baltimore.
With Baltimore Orioles. So
I keep saying Orioles because so that's my only association with Baltimore.
You're totally.
So I just keep throwing the word Orioles out there.
Was there a TV show based on Baltimore, or was that based on? Wasn't there some sort of?
No, that was
the
band. You're thinking the band Paramore.
There we go. Okay, perfect. Based in Baltimore, surprisingly.
Yeah. No, it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
So, okay.
To all those who are listening to this podcast from Baltimore.
All six of you,
so
including my mom.
Sorry. So sorry for messing up your traditions and
heritage. No, it's fine. Mm-hmm. They have the Statue of Liberty, don't they?
Yep.
Or no, though
that's true.
They've got Big Ben.
That's true.
That's what they've got. They've got Big Ben.
It was the first version that the British messed up and didn't like. They sent it to us along with the first London Bridge. It didn't work out. They sent that over to us.
I think we have the first Tokyo Tower.
Yeah.
Also, like in Oklahoma
we got it
somewhere.
On eBay. We sniped them on eBay. Said, "I will take that. Give me that bridge.
$37 million for all of the."
Havasu needs a bridge. Give me that bridge.
Okay. All right. Serious. We're gonna bring it. We're gonna take it down a notch or two in the comedic.
Take it down. Take it down to the real
all right,
stuff.
Okay. So among the topics I was actually gonna talk about. Okay. So food.
Which I,
are you a fan?
I'm a gigantic fan of food.
Good. Yeah. Well, good. So this is gonna be all up in your wheelhouse. All up in your wheelhouse.
All of my business. Yeah.
I know. All right. So, basically, you know, the other day I saw this article. I forget what it was on CNN or The Economist or Wired. I'm doing news name dropping. Basically, is what
good.
I'm doing.
Basically,
these are all the periodicals that I read.
The other day I was reading, and I'm trying to remember which one it was.
It was either the New Yorker. It was either the New Yorker. No, it was Upworthy. And it was the headline was, "You will never believe this amazing fact." Okay.
I don't, honestly, for me personally, I don't get my news from big journalism. That's not what I...
No, that's right. Because any and all industries can all be summarized in a single
umbrella.
Big... There's big journalism.
And big dairy, I think you mentioned.
Big dairy, yeah, in my last podcast. Yes. There's big linoleum.
Mm-hmm.
Huge
linoleum, by the way.
Honestly.
It's got all of us up against the wall.
Every hospital, every bad, you know, yep. 60s period piece television show.
Mm-hmm. If you don't realize this, then you don't read the news.
No, honestly, then you're not paying attention is what you're not doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes. We're getting way off track. Yeah. Okay, so.
This is going to be a very long podcast.
This is going to be long. Okay, so. You know, I was reading the article about how, like, all these scientists have come up with this way of, I guess they take meat cells, I think it's just from cows, and they're able to sort of grow them and culture them and make, like, red meat that you can then sort of consume. So rather than having to, like, you know, harvest,
harvest. You harvest organs.
You pluck a cow, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Off a tree. Off a farm tree.
You pluck a piece of sirloin from a cow. That's what you do. Okay.
It's a bovine tree. What, I don't know. Anyways.
That's fine. You got it. But no, you basically take... they take you all this meat, and rather than, you know, take it from a cow, you can just sort of harvest it and grow it in a laboratory and then just sell it as sort of food.
Similar, I mean, is it like, what was the, they did the sheep, cloning. Is it like cloning, or it's not cloning, it's something different?
It's actually nowhere close to cloning.
Okay.
Not even anywhere in the same ballpark. Well,
then I feel like I'm tracking with you.
No, it's fine.
I get it, yeah.
But basically, you know, the idea being that, like, isn't this amazing that we can now essentially grow protein, you know, meat. You know, they had these burgers that they made. They were like 300 some odd thousand dollar burgers. Obviously, these are prototypes. They're not going to cost that much. But basically, you can grow meat. And this is supposed to, of course, you know, like, hey, one of these days, this could end world hunger.
Everything.
We don't have to, you know, worry about, you know, where we're going to, you know,
cow farts.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about cow farts.
Methane. We don't have to worry about where we're going to grow,
science.
Where we're going to raise cattle, or where they're going to graze. We can sort of eliminate all the, you know, potentially inhumane treatment that is happening to cows.
We can get Paul McCartney to eat meat again.
Finally,
because
that guy a cheeseburger.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, that's been the goal.
So it's being heralded as
this amazing thing. But here's the problem I have with that. You know, honestly, on paper, sounds amazing. But I feel like over generations, we have this love-hate relationship with, like, science and our food.
Totally.
Because now, you know, I don't know how many years ago. I'm going to say in the 50s, because I feel like everything that people like to denounce happened either in the 50s or 100 years ago.
By far, yes.
It comes in, like,
either the
50s or, like,
or 18
early, early 20th century. Those are the two times people love to hate.
Yeah, definitely. Well, those are bad times, but...
Whatever. But
also the 80s.
Maybe. Greed is good. I feel like it's one of the, you know, we have this love-hate relationship, but it's like science and our food. You know, one generation comes and says, look, we're going to crossbreed like this plant with this other thing, and it's going to be amazing because, you know, bugs don't want to eat it. We can grow it in the middle of the desert or in the middle of, like, a stainless steel bin someplace.
Yes. Yes.
We never
All of Africa can eat asparagus.
Exactly.
I've never had it before.
You know, or whatever.
Bananas.
We can grow corn on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, 20, 30 years later, they're like, oh my God, you're not still eating that, are you?
That was made by science.
Oh, they're going to feed that to a kid. Stop. Don't. They're going to feed that to a kid.
The kid's going
to
get a tumor. I that's funny. I definitely agree with that we kind of become a little fickle. I guess, or maybe it's the newness of it that we become, or maybe we become enamored with the vision of it, and then a few years later we're, I don't know, blown over by
what actually
happens.
I mean, obviously back at the end of the day, and all the things now that we're supposed to hate about that people do in our food, they were just a bunch of a-holes who were like, let's just try to make some money off of this. It was just people who said, like, you know, scientifically, if, you know, corn can grow, like, anywhere, or if we can have these, like, you know, fats that can make food last, you know, 18 times longer on a shelf, like, why the hell wouldn't we do that?
Right, totally.
And, you know, now they're like, oh, but you know what? Your body really shouldn't be...
Can't digest it?
Can't digest that at all?
Physically impossible. So we didn't test that part of it.
Yeah,
you literally cannot digest this.
Exactly. Well, you can't do this over generations or whatever. Right. It's like, that actually gives you projectile cancer.
You know what? Long study.
It's the worst kind of cancer.
Long-term study, and this was a bad idea. I take this back. This all back.
No, but I mean, and that's why when I see
Isn't
this
that
whole...
Well, like today... Have you heard about GMOs? Or maybe you were telling me about
that's
GMOs.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, okay. Exactly. The G's, right. The M's, and the O's.
Yeah. Get those out of... I think, didn't... was it Alphabet Soup or one of those cereals? Then they get rid of GMOs and all of their
But that's my point. At the time when these things, you know, when people were first genetically modifying, you know, these sort of things, again, it was for all these great, wonderful reasons that we're supposed to, you know, take care of all these problems. And now it's right. Like, oh no, we caused a lot of problems. So when I see this whole thing with like they're cultivating and growing meat, I'm like, that's awesome and that sounds amazing, but I can't help but feel like 20, 30 years from now, they're going to be like, okay, so all these kids that we have running around with like, you know, three legs and like, you know,
we made a mistake.
Yeah, we totally should not have been doing that with meat.
You know what? I am so sorry. I just want you to remember that I had a great heart and I intended...
Our intentions were the best.
I just wanted to end poverty. Please don't kill me.
Okay. So, again, it's just for me...
cyclical...
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like with anything, you know, scientific, I do feel like... You know, at the time, everyone's like, no, this is science. This is, we should all really believe in this because the best minds, you know, are behind this and whatnot. Just, there's always a little bit of a healthy skepticism that you should always kind of have, like, okay, wait and see. We don't have to all be early adopters of everything that they come out with, especially with our food.
Yes.
So,
but just, but in the moment, you can't be the guy that's like, whoa, wait, time out. We don't want to feed the whole world.
Oh, I see. You can't be that guy. You just don't like science. Exactly. You just don't believe in like, well, okay, no, maybe.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the dinosaurs are going to take over the park. That's all I'm trying to say.
Maybe. We've made mistakes before, and maybe I don't 100% trust that we've got it all figured out this time.
Oh my gosh, man. Look at all the, if you go to school, all the science books are on like 8th, 9th, 10th edition. So yeah, maybe there is that healthy skepticism like, well, maybe science is still figuring its thing out.
Yeah,
maybe we should be careful about how quickly
Itself isn't fact. It's just our best understanding of how all of this stuff works.
Yes.
And so naturally, we kind of have to, you know, we have to sort of make some tweaks and adjustments like, oh, yeah, that, you know, like my wife told me this very evening. Her uncle back, you know, back when he was in school.
In the 50s. Or maybe it was
back 1900s. When everything bad was happening, of course. Back, you know, back in one of those times we're supposed to vilify, of course. Ugh. You know,
cigarettes on billboards and whatnot, magazines.
Joe Camel selling, you know,
to kids with candy.
You selling GMOs and tobacco to babies. But, you know, he had a really bad acne on his face. And to treat
Joe Camel.
Joe Campbell.
Oh, we're okay.
His uncle. No, we switched topics.
Gotcha.
They used radiation to treat his acne on his face.
What?
Like just straight up just radiated his face like the guy had cancer. And it worked, like totally cleared his stuff up. But now he has to get like checked up on and like, oh my God, we should not have done that.
Whoa.
So again, my point is like, okay. We don't always have to jump on every little thing that the, you know that comes out of the you know the science house, because every now and again it's like, dude, we're so sorry, but all of you people who are doing that, you're probably going to live 30 years less than you were supposed to.
Ooh, I'm so sorry. Now here's what I wonder though: with the meat, if you add radiation to the meat, then is it
much better?
Well, speaking of science, what I'm hoping science does is eliminate all leaf blowers.
Oh, well, okay. Hang
in
on.
The entire world.
World? Okay, so now I warned you, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pretty politically neutral show.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to get into really controversial deeps, but if you want to go deep, if you want to touch a white hot subject like leaf blowers, I mean, we can go there, but this is uncharted territory for this podcast.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Dave. I don't think I want to go there. I think the American people want to go there. We need
I did see it on Upworthy.
When I was reading, what magazine was I reading? I was reading some news magazine.
He's going to drop magazines now.
No, so I just recently had a daughter, and so you can only do so much in the house. Like, you can only just play with your baby with rattles and stuff on the mat for so long. So we go out and we take walks or whatever. And the number of times I see landscapers around the neighborhood, they've spent their 45 minutes, hour mowing and you know, trimming trees or whatever. And they get all, they're all done, and it's time to clean up. And what do? Do they grab a rake, put it in trash bags, and say, we're going to take this thing to the dump?
Make a compost pile somewhere?
Exactly. Throw a bunch of earthworms in it and say, this is going to be great for, you know, the soil or whatever.
The environment.
No. They rev their leaf blowers, mm-hmm. and they blow the crap out of all that stuff into the next guy's yard or into the street. And I'm not even kidding. Like, I watch this, and I'm flabbergasted that this is still, that this is technology we use still. It's crazy.
There is a sense in which this is, there is no other form of like waste management that would you couldn't basically just like,
no,
here's my garbage, and then can you just take that to the next block over, please?
Yes.
Because the dump is far. The dump is really, really far.
Definitely. I just tie up my trash bag and I just toss it in my neighbor's yard. It's like, oh, I can't walk to the trash can. I'm just going to toss it in my neighbor's backyard.
Dude, there's trash water in there. I've got coffee grounds.
Gosh, it's so heavy.
Old condoms in there. Like, it's bad.
It's disgusting. Especially with baby diapers. It's disgusting.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I'm just going to toss these baby diapers in the next guy's yard. What it reminds me of, though, and I think you and I are talking about this earlier, what it reminds me of is back, was it the 1800s or 1700s or 1400s, some other time,
whenever Charles Dickens was writing.
Yeah, exactly. When he was writing, the concept of where they would fill up their chamber pots and then they just like dump it out of the second story window onto the public streets, or
here,
like,
you go, Fleet Street.
Oh, look out below.
Lord Cummerbund, what was he thinking? He knows he can't handle Indian.
Oh, gosh.
He filled a whole spaghetti pot. Take that. Take that, London.
So that, I feel like that'll be the hashtag on this next podcast is eliminate leaf blowers. Maybe that's what we start a movement. It is barbaric. I think that's a great word for it. It is barbaric.
Let's just stop being Philistines.
Come on.
And just blowing our, you know, foliage, our dead foliage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the corpses of plants that once were into other people's yards. Let's clean it up.
Thank you very
much. Let's just compost it, burn it, do something.
Do something with it. I appreciate, you know what, Dave? I appreciate that you have given me a voice. And I think that's what Dave Martinez
podcast
is about.
I've given the cause, this cause a voice.
A voice. And I appreciate that.
You know,
a lot of people do that.
And frankly,
a lot of people do that.
You know what it is? I'm tired of big blower.
Big landscape.
Big landscaping. basically telling us.
Tell me how to run my household.
Exactly.
How to run my block.
Exactly. And not giving us the choices Mm-mm. that they have like in Norway.
Yep.
You know, they don't use leaf blowers in Norway.
Nope.
No.
Come on.
Of course not.
Nope. Come on.
No, they're civilized.
So open-minded over there. It kills me. Everyone has healthcare. Everyone uses the garbage system the way they should.
And they don't blow leaves in other people's yards.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
Grow up,
it's
America.
Exactly. What happened to us? What happened to us?
Yeah. Something.
Blowing leaves in each other's yards. All right. The last thing I want to talk... Do you mind if I go ahead?
Well, I feel like we've opened up... You know, I feel like maybe we opened up, if I could say this.
Please.
I think maybe we've opened the heart of David Martinez's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for you.
Let's take it home.
Take it home. Open up your heart. What do you care for, David?
I'm glad you brought that up, Jeremy, because... I'd like to think this is a podcast that's not just here to entertain, Mm-mm. not just there to provide Mm-mm. a chuckle.
Rarely entertains.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jeremy Gordon's first and last time here on this podcast. But I'd like to think we educate. I'd like to think we inform the people. So I'd like mm-hmm. to give a little PSA, a little public service announcement on a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Some of you as well. So I don't know how many of you know this. I don't know if you know this, Jeremy Gordon. But you know, you're driving down the 405 or the 10, one of these, you know, horrible California freeways, and you see somebody, usually either in some souped up, you know, sporty sort of car or some ridiculously
gigantic
wrecking ball sized truck.
Oh my gosh.
Just tearing around somebody like I gotta move. I don't know what surgery or what life-threatening situation these people are in.
Just leaf blowers come out of the back of the bed of the truck. Oh yeah,
just
of
tearing
them.
Around people, whatnot. And it's like, that's not only is it awful and annoying, but it's also unsafe.
Danger. Oh,
there's a safety issue there. So
man,
one of the things I learned in one of my one of the times I was in driver's ed, a little more confession than I wanted there, was that you can actually call 911 and report reckless drivers. You know, someone's driving a little erratically and a little fast. You can say, hey, listen, 911, what's your emergency? You know, it's me, because I call a lot.
It's Dave.
Oh, yes, Dave.
Hey,
what
David,
do you want?
Hey, David. I liked your last podcast. What's going on?
Oh, great. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Tina.
Hey, Smitty. How you doing? How's the kids? There's a guy. I'm coming. I'm eastbound on the 60 freeway, just passing Nogales. There's a guy in a late model, blue, gigantic truck. With flames.
So there's a Porsche. Yep.
Yeah. Just, you know, he's driving a bit erratically, a bit recklessly. Can you guys? Oh yeah, sure. We'll make somebody aware and go from there. Like, I don't know if you've ever like been driving and you've seen somebody doing that, and then you've seen like a cop actually pull them over. Like, one time we were driving down the 5, and just one of these enormous trucks just tearing out right in front of us, cutting us off. We're like, oh, what a jerk! And then out of nowhere, it was the most satisfying thing ever.
Oh man.
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
Take you down.
You see justice.
It is. It's
and
just,
it resonates with your heart.
It's like
I can appreciate that.
It's like Batman punching Hitler.
Oh,
is what it's like. It's that satisfying.
It feels that good.
It feels that good to watch. And I realize that, look, I know safety is really not my primary concern. I know I'm just being petty. And I'm okay with a certain amount of pettiness as long
Pettimus
is that Middle Eastern stuff you dip your pita bread in.
Oh,
that's
I
pettimus.
Love that stuff. I know. Garlic pettimus.
I love garlic. Oh. No, it's wonderful, isn't it? But no, I do. Even I've been able to justify, because while all my motivations are completely selfish and petty,
mm-hmm.
there is a safety issue there. And there was one time I actually called ahead of time, and just as I was calling, they're like, Oh, we just reported that these two guys were in an accident, like, you know, so many miles ahead of you. So thank you for calling, because now that adds legitimacy to our claim.
No,
that
really?
These guys were driving recklessly. In addition
the
to you actually...
The person you reported on...
Yes, right while I was on the phone, they said, like, wait, wow. Hang on a sec. No, we're getting a report. Yeah, no, those cars were just in an accident.
Oh.
It was two SUVs that were pretty souped up. I think they were racing each other or something,
I called them up.
And there were kids in the back seat, by the way. That's why I'm like,
baby
no.
on board sign in the... Oh, gosh.
Babies. Plural. Ooh. Babies on board.
Well, it's what's crazy is, and I don't know if... I don't know how it goes in other states.
What you
or
don't
whatever.
Know could fill this room.
The amount of what I don't know is incredible. No, I've seen like... I don't know what it's like in other states, but I don't know if it's people are on the 405 or 10 and they just get so frustrated sitting or whatever. But... when I see people, they just gun it from one lane to another and cut somebody off, they go two lanes across and cut a few people off just so they can get another car length or two ahead of other people.
Mm-hmm.
It blows my mind.
I feel like that 405 10 that 405 91 whole interchange right there.
Eesh.
I some of the most aggressive and like, you know, road ragey style driving I've seen has been on that whole little interchange. And these two guys were actually they're on the 91 heading toward that 405 thing right in the I don't think it was quite Compton. I think it was in the Torrance area at this point. But like that whole interchange is just notorious for that sort of thing.
Nuts.
A lot of like street, you know, freeway shootings on that whole area there.
Oh
yeah, it's bad.
Wait. So here's what I need to know though. How often is it that some guy just wouldn't let you in? You turn your blinker on, he wouldn't let you in, so you just report him.
Too often.
Beep, 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 beep.
I
911.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see.
Oh, you can't let me in. Couldn't let me in. Huh?
Okay, yeah, he's got a real smug little look. He's got his little smart car. He's probably an a-hole. He's got one of them coexist stickers. Oh, I just gotta.
You were getting this.
But anyhow, so yeah, just,
good. I mean, that's good to know.
It is, and again, I mean,
I've definitely seen, I've seen truly seen people falling asleep at the wheel or whatever it may be and just swerving in that lanes and just be like, oh my gosh.
So my point is, you don't all have to be as petty as I am about it. But
well, you can be.
Or you can.
You have the option. It's a free country, so you have the option.
Let the hammer fall if you want. But my point is, it's a good thing to know. Like, if you see somebody who's doing this, your only recourse isn't just like, oh, honk, or like, oh, these people. No, you can do something. You can call, and, you know, there is a safety issue there. If people are driving this way, they're a lot more likely to cause a, you know, an accident or a problem. They're endangering public safety. Petty or not, it's a good thing to do. That's all I'm saying.
That's justice. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well, I think we are coming to the end.
Well, really? This thing goes quick. This is like a super fast podcast.
Yeah,
this is how this normally feels.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm just saying it just feels so. You know, it's like time flies when you're having fun. They say.
Ah, okay.
You know.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank
Jeremy. Oh,
thank
what I didn't you. Do. What I didn't do.
And thank you, dude.
What I didn't do.
I appreciate it.
Here's what I didn't do. Here's what I didn't do. I usually do this at the beginning of the podcast,
uh-oh,
but I got so caught up.
Oh!
I got so caught up.
Hold on. I'm opening up my phone. Rusty Pail. Balloon Animal.
That was so the last couple podcasts. Okay.
Balloon Animal. Well, that was the last one, wasn't it? Balloon Animal?
Balloon Animal.
Okay.
Okay, so password time. All right, so as those of you who listen to the podcast know, every podcast I like to throw out a password, which helps me to identify those who are actual fans of the podcast versus those who just basically, you know, tell me that, you're doing such a good job, I'm so proud of you.
Just that,
I know.
Obligatory pat on the back.
Ugh,
come
the sick,
on,
the
dude.
Sycophants.
That's not cool.
The weak people.
Mom.
No, I'm not having
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Mom.
So here we go. This is where we...
That's not... It's just my... Okay.
This is my podcast.
No, it's...
No, okay.
You're right. Cool.
So, password time. I really hadn't thought about this, so I'm just going to... This is going to be right off the cuff. First password
come on,
that comes
come
to
on,
mind.
Come on. Two,
password
three,
is...
Four. Go.
Marshmallow Ligament.
Yes! That was one of the greatest bands in the 70s.
Yeah, Marshmallow Ligament. Very progressive for their time.
Had a great hit, and then kind of just fell off the... Got really into Coke and heroin.
Their first hit... Spider walking.
Oh, spider walking.
Wow.
Spider walking. Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, spider walking was amazing. Okay, so
marshmallow ligament was a great one.
Yeah, is the password for this particular podcast. So if you want to let me know that you saw this, if you can
work it into a sentence,
work marshmallow ligament into a sentence. I like
which
to give,
is an easy one. I feel like
the easiest we've had. But I would like to give a shout out.
I know. All right.
to the people who from last podcast who actually managed to do this. I'd like to give a shout out to my to the listeners, David Gonzalez,
who said balloon animal.
Yes,
in a sentence.
Or just Charlie just Miller. Yeah, they used it in a sentence.
Ooh,
Charlie Miller.
Extra points, Charlie.
Uh huh.
Charlie Miller, keyboard player.
He's on the keys.
Okay.
Dan Matsuda.
Ooh, Matsuda.
Uh huh. Why'd you say it like that?
No, it was.
It was more. Oh, Matsuda. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay, and then.
Got
Anne Gaither.
Oh. Well, you mentioned her last time.
Yes, because she's a very avid listener. She's my biggest fan.
Okay.
I think.
That's not your mom.
No. My mom is my biggest fan in life. She is the biggest fan. And Gaither is the biggest fan of my podcast.
Mm.
Yes. And then, and any number of other urban platitudes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. No, get yours.
I don't know how much time we got here, but so I used to work security in Compton. I worked for like a gated community.
Okay.
Gated community.
Okay.
And it was me, and I was the only white guy in the thing, and then a handful of other folks who were from mixed ethnicities.
Let's just
different
say.
Cultural backgrounds.
Okay.
And I heard some of the greatest, what do you call them, urban platitudes?
Urban platitudes.
I heard some of the greatest urban platitudes, and I loved it. I used to love, they'd say like, Jeremy, I just gotta get mines, and I would love it. And they'd be like, I'm just here to earn that cheddar. And I was like, I love this. There's, cause I don't have I don't have fun sayings. I just don't have those. So I was like, yeah, my language, like writing them down.
My language is largely colorless. So when somebody has
interesting
a lot of
boring,
interesting things to say, yeah, exactly. I just say things
just
like,
didn't
yep.
work. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wow. Really? Wow.
Super
I'm just,
cool.
I'm working hard. I'm just here working hard.
By the sweat of mine own brow. But anyway, I just want to give a shout out. If I missed anybody, I do apologize. So
Marshmallow Ligament. And to those, I feel like what's happened here is mm-hmm. it's also weeding out those people who only listen to the first 5 minutes of the podcast to get that. So Ann Gaither, do you really listen to the entire podcast? We're about to find out, my friend.
We're about to find out. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what my response is for this episode's mm-hmm. podcast.
Huge.
All right. Once again, Jeremy Gordon, thank you so much for your unexpected visit.
Just walking down the street. Mm-hmm. It's ours to that.
Yeah.
So maybe other people should try this.
I think so too. I think I'd like to, you know, I've always got a mic here. Just sitting here, just in case.
Ooh.
So
and it doesn't matter.
No.
Male, female.
No, a transient.
Any transient or transgender.
Orca
any
whales.
Sort of anything or anybody.
Can mm-hmm. just come on down.
Unless you're meat that's been made by science.
No.
I don't trust you.
Not having it. Mm-mm. So thank you guys so much for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your March.
Thanks, Dave.